So I'll be live alongside John Hight from 9 a.m. to noon on this Wednesday's edition of the program. There's a lot to discuss. We're going to preview the Omaha 8, talk about pitching matchups, who's got the advantage, who got a bad draw, and more. NBA Finals Game 3 on the horizon with it knotted at 1-1. We've got Stanley Cup Finals. So much going on in the sports world, and can't forget about that U.S. Open either. Full breakdowns of everything in the sports world from 9 a.m. to noon every Monday through Friday. We'll see you soon.
Guys, when was the last time you actually felt like you? Dragging through the day, zero drive, stuck with that gut. It might be low T. At Low Country Mail, we make testosterone replacement simple and affordable. Plans start at just $200 a month that includes your labs, medication, and doctor visits. More muscle, more energy, more confidence. Get back to the man you used to be or better. Visit lowcountrymail.com. That's lowcountrymail.com.
Ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm wonderful. Thank you. You know, I heard Ben Milstead talking about Ingles earlier, and he said he was talking about ice cream because they got a 2-for-1 on ice cream. And he said, you know, it seems everybody at the station here likes ice cream. And he said, I think Walt loves ice cream. Oh yes. Oh yes. Yes, Walt does love ice cream. Ice cream is
That's
like my
true.
One human vice. I mean, I literally could eat like gallons with a spoon. I mean, seriously. So, yeah, 100%. And by the way, you know, Rona, I always note, like, where I'm at, Ingles is always crowded. Always, doesn't matter what day it is, doesn't matter, always crowded. There's a good reason for that. There's a reason that all these are, I mean, because Rona, right where I'm at, there are other grocery stores, and there's never anybody in them.
That's because there's an Ingles.
Right.
Ingles is better.
Exactly. It's because there's Ingles, and everybody loves Ingles. You're 100% right. No question about it. We have lots to get to today. And when I say lots, Brad Brownell is going to join us at 4:40 or so today. We have a lot to discuss with Coach Brownell. Honestly, you know, you think about this team this year, and there are all these pieces, and you know, what is this season going to look like? How, when, and how is it all going to come together? It's not going to be easy. You know, it's going to be a challenge, but there's talent. You know, he and his staff have done a remarkable job, you know, both through the portal and you know, the continued quality high school recruiting. I mean, everybody thinks like, well, it's just a transfer portal now, you know, that, and that's not the case. You know, yes, Brad Brownell has done an unbelievable job in the transfer portal, probably about as well as anybody in the country has, but it's not just the transfer portal. You know, if you actually evaluate who the best players have been in Clemson basketball, the last X number of years, it's been Hunter Tyson. It's been P.J. Hall. It's been Chase Hunter. It's been Ian Scheffelin. You know, the best players. And look, these guys like, you know, Victor Lockin and Zachary have done unbelievable jobs. Joe Girard have been unbelievable. But the absolute best players in Clemson basketball, really the last, you know, 4 years or so, have been guys like that I just mentioned. They've all been freshmen. They've all been high school players. Hunter Tyson was recruited as a high school player. P.J. Hall recruited as a high school player. Ian Scheffelin and Chase Hunter recruited as high school players. And now I think the next one is probably Zach Foster. And maybe Dallas Thomas is in that mix too. We'll talk to Brad Brunell about all those things. You know, there are just so many questions that come up regarding this team and, you know, not only the departees, but then how this team was assembled and what the pieces look like and how it's all going to blend together. And, you know, that's the next task. I mean, there's definitely talent. This roster is filled with more 6'10 guys than Clemson's ever had on a roster in their history. The roster's like chock full of 6'10 guys. Now it's figuring out, you know, which of the 6'10 guys can play and how you're going to play them. And, you know, I think one of the dilemmas last year was obviously depth. When it came time, when things got tough and you needed the bench to step up, the bench failed miserably. You know, when Dylan Hunter broke his hand, it faded to black. Nobody on that bench contributed at all, and obviously change had to be made. I'm also curious, you know, about Dell Jones. I'm curious whether I think, and I've said this right away, I think that the reality is that I'm pretty sure that the other departees were mutual, to be kind. Mutual. And then the one possible exception to that is Dell Jones. And we'll ask about that. We'll ask what the situation with Dell Jones was. Did that come as a surprise, etc.? You know, again, even given Dell Jones's well-traveled history. But, you know, again, Brad Brunell in the age of the portal has mastered this element. There's no question about that. But it's not just been portal. It's been portal complemented by great high school players. I mean, players that have become first-team all-league players, which, again, had never happened in Clemson basketball history. We are in a unique period in Clemson basketball history. And all the guys who made first-team all-league, they were all high school recruits. So, you know, that's been the other part of it. He has tapped into both elements, and obviously the program has gotten better and better and better. Really, obviously, a disappointing end to last year's season, but that's how it works in one-and-done basketball. It doesn't always go your way. But we have a lot of guys, a lot of individual players to talk about. There are elements of play that I want to talk about. Like, you know, for example, defensively, last year's team was the best perimeter defensive team that Brad has had. It was incredible. Clemson had four guys who could level off opposing dribblers with size, athleticism on the perimeter. What is that going to look like this year? Because obviously you still have Dylan Hunter. The rest is sort of a redo in terms of perimeter defense. You know, the Victor Lockin element is gone of ball screen coverage. You know, as great as PJ was, Victor, far better player in terms of ball screen coverage on the defensive end of the court. PJ was always dealing with foot injuries, etc. Victor was healthy, and Victor could move. For a guy who was nearly 7 feet tall, he could move. He could extend and recover. I mean, it was really remarkable to watch. Does Clemson have that element? I think they do. And I think that element comes in the person of Carter Welling. I think Carter Welling is the guy who can give Clemson that type of ball screen coverage. And we'll talk about that. The other element is that, you know, Clemson wants to play high-low. You know, I remember when P.J. Hall left here and, you know, we had Brad on and he was talking about, you know, finding big guys. And I asked him, you know, do you want to be able to continue to play high-low? And he was like, well, you know, look, everybody wants big guys and they're hard to get. So sometimes you just have to take what you get and then you have to coach to that. But it was clear that that was what he wanted. He wanted to continue to run high-low. And with Victor Lockin added to the mix last year, he was able to continue to run high-low. He and Ian Shefflin were interchangeable in a way similar, somewhat similar akin to what PJ and Ian were. Well, he wants to do, I'm sure he wants to do the same thing. We'll ask him specifically about high-low and about the pieces to run it, because I would suggest to you that he once again has filled those pieces, and this time with multiple guys. So it's going to be fascinating. There is a lot of baseline size and talent. You know, some of that probably starts with Nick Davidson. Davidson was an extremely coveted guy. There were like 50 teams in the Nick Davidson pool who wanted to land Davidson. And why? Well, why is because he's a skilled he's an offensively skilled 6'9", 6'10", big man. Who, you know, PJ was a terrific shooter and a terrific offensive player, and probably a bigger, stronger body than Nick, although Nick is still good in that area. Nick Davidson might be the best shooting big man that Brad has had. He may be a better perimeter shooter than PJ Hall. In fact, I think he probably is. Now, we have to see that at this level. We have to see him do it at this level. You know, PJ was a terrific offensive player, both down low and outside. Again, I think PJ on the low block was a dominator. You know, Nick can play on the low block and has an array of shots on the low block. He's a really skilled offensive big. But this is a guy who likes to shoot the three and does it at nearly a 40% clip and really looks good doing it. And he's sort of a tough shot maker, too. So we have just lots to get to in that conversation, and we will get to all of that a little later today. R.J. Gottfried comes home, so proves you can, in fact, go home again. And we'll see how all those pieces come together. You know, the backcourt, I think, has some questions. You know, in addition to Dylan Hunter, obviously you bring in Porter, you bring in Buddy Johnson. And then, you know, I think the question is, what is Zach Foster from day one? And I think that's an interesting question. You know, Dallas Thomas came into this program as a 6'9 wing type player, 6'8, 6'9 wing type player, very, very long. Very, very slender and needed to get stronger and put on some weight. I think Zach Foster needs some of those same things, needs to get stronger, needs to put on good weight. But Zach Foster is going to play, and he's going to play right from the get-go. The question is, what type of impact does Zach Foster make as a freshman? And again, you know, look, I think Dallas Thomas has all sorts of skills, and I'm curious as to his level of development at this point. But from a Zach Thomas standpoint, or from a Zach Foster standpoint, I think you're looking at a guy who has to come in and play right away, who has real star power, and is a natural combo guard. You know, as a lead guard, he handles the ball well. He plays with his head up. He makes really good decisions. He's a guy who plays both ends of the court. Again, he needs to get stronger. That'll help his defense. It's no accident that a guy like Zachary or a guy like Dylan Hunter were dominant defensive players. It's not just that they were built for it, which they were. It's that they were physically mature. They look like safeties. They were physically mature. And so, you know, you're not going to get that element with Zach Foster, but Zach Foster as a freshman defender is is going to be far above average in that capacity. You know, honestly, Del Jones was. You know, he was one of those guys that was lost. And again, Del Jones, as a freshman perimeter defender, was excellent. And so, you know, and he had a little different body type. He was a little thicker than Zach Foster is. But, you know, I still think when you look at his talent level, his ability to score on multiple levels, he's a multi-level scorer. He has a mid-range game. He has he can shoot it from deep. He has a handle. He can get where he wants. Again, he plays with his head up. He has a high basketball IQ. He's not only going to play, he's going to have to play in this mix of guards. So we'll talk about all of these things a little later today with Brad. But it's an interesting mix, and I don't think we've had any conversation about this as yet. You know, we've been sort of waiting on this this conversation to take place, and you know, people have been asking to get Brad on and to talk about these very things because, again, there's just not much to be known about this team other than, you know, watching the film and understanding the talent. But there are a lot of questions in that regard. Look, I think, again, this mix is going to be terrific. It's just the next charge is blending it all together. The first charge is getting it here. The second charge is blending it and finding out how these pieces work with one another, the chemistry among these players. These players are all going to have different roles than they had at their prior destination. And some of that isn't going to really be sorted out until you start practicing, until you start figuring out all these things on a daily basis. Because you just don't know how these pieces are going to blend. You have an idea. Like, I have some idea, but we still need to see it. We still need to see it. And guys need to understand what their new roles on their new team are going to be. And that's a learning phase. So we'll see how all that transpires. Again, a lot of questions to be asked and answered later today with Brad Brownell. We'll talk about some of the talent as well. It's amazing the number of 6'10 guys that came to Clemson in this group. You know, whether it's Nick Davidson or little bro Davidson, who's like 6'9", or Jake Wallin, or you know, Carter Welling. I mean, it's just unbelievable how many 6'10 guys. Now, again, from a shot chain standpoint, I even though you have a lot of 6'10 guys, I don't know how many guys you have that are going to fill that role. But look, Victor filled that role far more effectively than Brad ever expected him to fill it. I think Carter Welling would be the guy that you hope gives you some presence in that regard. All right, we'll take a quick break. We have lots to get to. We have Stanley Cup hockey. We have NBA. We have Braves. The Braves won last night, Ramona. They broke their 7-game losing streak. Chris Sale got the win. There's a lot of speculation about the marketability of Chris Sale and you know, sort of making him available. You know, I think there's a dilemma with that thought process, and I'll tell you what it is. Quick break.
Here in the Upstate, we take care of each other. As your local internet provider, that's Upcountry Fiber's promise to you. We're proud to bring you a connection strong enough to handle anything, like the Zoom interview for your dream job, streaming the newest TV show, or all your grandkids and their devices descending on your home. Upcountry Fiber brings up reliable internet service for your kids' virtual school day or remote work-from-home job, even in the most rural areas. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection starts here. Learn more today at upcountryfiber.com.
Chickasaw Point, a gated community along the banks of Lake Hartwell, has so much to offer, from breathtaking golf to a reimagined event center at Overlook Restaurant. Offering delicious food and available for events like meetings and weddings, chickasawpointgolf.com.
The only thing you want after a Bojangles ham biscuit is another one. For a limited time, get 2 ham biscuits for $5. Cravings meet savings. Order in the app or at Bojangles. It's boat time.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CanteyCanFixIt.com.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Want to win the game? Put in your best players. The Trammell & Mills Law Firm hits the field running all the way to the end zone. If you've been in a wreck, gotten hurt at work, or suffered nursing home abuse, you want these guys on your team. They're local, they're experienced, and they're hungry for victory. They want to get you the money you deserve when fighting insurance companies. Call 485-8585 or go to TrammellandMills.com. The Trammell & Mills Law Firm, ready to win your game.
What's good, everybody? Devin Kraft here, second in charge at Clemson Sock Shop. If your dad's anything like mine and loves Ninja Turtles, 80s, 90s nostalgia, or has a favorite sports team, go Braves, our socks are tough. And if that's not his vibe, we've got men's clothes, hats, locally made leather goods, and so much more. Clemson Sock Shop is located inside Nuti Boutique at 122 East Main Street on Pendleton Square. Happy Father's Day, and thanks for shopping local and supporting our family business.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
Do you want to be part of a winning team? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries and help people get back in the game. And best of all, they've been recognized as one of the country's best workplaces in manufacturing and production for 9 years. If you're looking to make a difference, learn new skills, and be part of an award-winning culture, check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
This Father's Day, help Dad be all he can be with a gift from the Home Depot. Because he's not just Dad, he's the handyman of the house, the plumber in a pinch, and the emergency mechanic. Upgrade his gear this Father's Day with the Husky Mechanics 270-piece tool set from the Home Depot. Now on special buy for $119, a $695 value. For every kind of dad, find the perfect gift this Father's Day at the Home Depot.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. Also today, the Road Rage running back room ratings nationwide. And I think I have 15 that I have ranked. All right, so that is coming your way. I got a bunch of people really interested in that. We will get to that a little bit later today. Let me start with a couple odds and ends things here because we have a lot of stuff going on. I mean, we know who's playing in the College World Series. You know, Wouldn't it be remarkable if Coastal Carolina won again? I mean, wouldn't it be unbelievable? I mean, now look, I don't know if the other teams in the state really want Coastal Carolina to win again. I'm not sure. But it would be insane. And their pitching is so good that you know it's possible. Hey, by the way, when Texas played Texas Tech, and I was seeing and reading a lot of Texas Tech predictions in Game 3 because they had the $2 million girl. I mean, it was just laughable. I mean, you had to know Texas was going to clobber that team. I mean, you just had to know. You know, Texas destroyed them, Ramona. They destroyed Texas Tech and the $2 million girl. And you knew they would. They had seen her for 2 days. The Texas Tech lineup sucked. The Texas lineup's like filled with All-Americans, especially like the first 4 or 5 hitters. The top of that lineup is just unbelievable. So you had to know Texas was going to slaughter them. And in that head-to-head pitching matchup, it was already 2-0 in favor of Texas during the year. So there wasn't going to be a change in the outcome of that. That was the easiest pick this side of Oklahoma City in a blowout of Indiana in Game 2. That was the easiest pick possible. And Ramona, the painful part of that, the agony defeat part of that, is when you watch how easily Texas waltzed to the championship. Clemson should have beaten them. Clemson. Well, you saw it. I mean, Clemson had them beaten. It was basically over, you know. And you go back to that 8th inning with runners on 2nd and 3rd, nobody out. There are things in sports you just relive forever. That you just, you know, and I wrote at the time that this is going to really haunt Clemson if they don't come back to win. And not only was that true in a vacuum, but now in hindsight of what Texas accomplished, now it's even more true. Because you got to realize, you know, you realize how good Texas was and how close you were. But now that same Texas team went on to win the World Series. It's a little bit like the Clemson situation with Oklahoma the prior year. You know, it's a little similar to that. But in this case, it was even worse because you had a chance to knock them out 2-0. I mean, it was there. They were ripe for the taking. And Clemson looked like the better team. I think the Tigers were the better team, but it was in Austin. And so they had an edge in that regard. But just in terms of, you know, like from a basketball standpoint, you think about how many minutes you played from the front, you know, what type of game control did you have? I mean, honestly, it felt like Clemson had game control over Texas. And, you know, and it really sort of felt like, you know, the defense let the Tigers down. That hurt them. There's no question about it. Without that, even with that, it still seemed like the Tigers were going to win. And you just have to wonder now, you know, it's almost, you know, a fool's game, but you have to wonder, does that mean that, you know, had the Tigers got one of those runs home, 2nd and 3rd, nobody out, and whooped up on Texas 2-0, would the Tigers be national champions? I think you can make a case that they would be. I mean, we'll never know the answer, but why would you think otherwise? Why would you think that would have been impossible? Again, I don't think. Look, I thought at the time, and I remember saying this and writing it, that, you know, I thought the Tigers were getting the better of the play, and even as they lost, I still sort of thought so. I never think that. You know, the winner's always the best, but it just didn't feel like that in this. It felt like, you know, the Tigers were their own worst enemy at times defensively, and they allowed some things that shouldn't have happened. But again, 2nd, 3rd, nobody out, you get that run home, you win. And I think in hindsight, there's a very good chance you would have gone on to be national champions, which is really amazing. But you're knocking on the door. I mean, I think that much is clear. So, you know, there's that. But Texas just too good for everybody else. They weren't too good for Clemson, but they were too good for everybody else. You know, elsewhere, you know, we're going to get to the College World Series, and we'll get to that. We'll talk a little bit about the the Grade Eight, the teams that remain standing. But I think the bottom line is you've got some Pitt teams there that have quality pitching, like you know, Coastal, Oregon State. So we'll see how that pitching holds up. Beyond that, you know, on the Atlanta Braves, who finally get a win last night, and we're going to get to the Stanley Cup and what happened there, Edmonton's disaster showing last night. And by the way, that did not go well for me on Underdog. I had hit Ramona 3 straight days on Underdog. I had won 3 straight days dating back to Friday when I gave out my 3-play hockey winner to anyone who tailed me. And then I also hit Saturday and I hit Sunday. So I was feeling really good, Ramona, by yesterday. And then yesterday I went 0-2. I in each individual pick, I hit 1 of 2. And one of them I hit in the first 53 seconds. So I thought, okay, I'm going to stay hot. I'm going to keep hitting. Did not go yesterday. But I actually had 3 plays with house money, the biggest of which is game 3. Of the NBA Finals. So when we get to Underdog later, I'll tell you what that pick was or is, because that's still coming up. So I'm still playing with house money, though. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. On the Braves front, the Braves win a game finally yesterday. They win because of Chris Sale. You know, you've got Snicker talking about the analytics and how they've worked with Sale. It sounds like Snicker, when Snicker says analytics, it sounds like it's a completely foreign word to him. Like he just despises it. But when he talked about it, he talked about those things, you know, arm angle, arm slot, things that we talked about at the start of the year with Sale, which were out of order. And now they're back in order. And, you know, and Snicker's contention is that Sale is looking a lot like the Cy Young Award winner from last year. And I think you can make that case. I think it's pretty clear that as of right now, he's the best player on this team again. Again, it may just be for a short term, but he's the best player on this team as of now. As of now. Now, again, 3 weeks from now, that might be Acuna again, et cetera, et cetera. But, and maybe at some point it'll be Strider. But the best player on this team last year was Chris Sale. He was the best pitcher in the National League, hence Cy Young. And he's pitching like that again. So there's been a lot of conversation about what the Braves need to do and do they need to move this guy? Who has value? You know, people talk about Ozuna. I mean, I don't know how much value he has. He's a aging DH. I mean, he can hit some. You know, if you have a glaring hole there, then he might have some value. But I don't know. You know, again, all it takes is one dumb team to make a dumb move and you can maybe take advantage of them. I don't know what the Braves have in mind. I know they have 2 catchers. By the way, the Braves have 2 players who have benefited from wearing glasses, which is Murphy and Allen. These 2 guys have benefited from the recent trend that was discussed on MLB of glasses wearing. Max Muncy was his OPS is going up over 300 points since the 2nd of May. His batting average has gone up like 90 points since the 2nd of May. He was hitting 190 with no power at all. And then they put glasses on him.
Can see.
Right, and he can see. It's like, oh, that's a baseball. I can hit that thing. So it's funny. You've got this trend now from these all these Major League Baseball players who have astigmatisms to suddenly want to wear glasses to improve their eyesight. And it seems like it opens up a new world to them. You know, and the conversation revolves around you know, spin and revolutions of the ball and the increased difficulty of hitting today. And it's even more so if you actually can't see any of this. And so it seems to help. And I think we're going to see more and more players going to it. And the Braves already have at least 2 guys who have. Acuna went to glasses, but I think they were just the clear glasses to keep the San Francisco wind out of his eyes. But I think we may see more and more of that. But on this issue with the Braves of who do you get rid of, who has value, I admit that the value of many of these guys is not good right now. You know, again, you want to buy low and sell high. a lot of the Braves players are not really in position to be marketable at the moment, at least not for their true value. So logically speaking, for you to deal them, you would get the worst end of the deal. Now, the Chris Sale thing is interesting because I've heard people lay out all sorts of arguments. I've seen it on social media for why the Braves need to move on from Chris Sale. And I would say that a lot of these arguments are solid in their foundation, with one possible major caveat. They're solid in their foundation because of Sale's age. They're solid in their foundation because of Sale's injury history. All these things are true. However, he's not had those issues for the Braves. So has he cleared some of those hurdles? I don't know. Is the sample size long enough to suggest that he's cleared the injury hurdles? Again, I don't know the answer to that. With increased age, will the injuries become even more likely? Logic would say so. Yes, logic would dictate that. Will you have diminishing returns on a pitcher who's, you know, approaching 37 years old? Yeah, probably. Probably. All those things are true. And again, from a marketability standpoint, a guy with his talent, lefty, is enormously marketable. There's no question about that. And the Braves could get great value. I think the question, though, is this. The one question I would have about that consideration is, you know, Anthopoulos has suggested that the Braves are going to be buyers before the deadline. Now, he made those suggestions when the Braves were like 9 out, and now they're 14 out. So, you know, a little time has passed and the Braves situation has got worse. Is he still of the same mindset? I don't know the answer to that. Only time is going to tell that. But the one thing I would say is this. If Anthopoulos believes that the Braves are still in the mix, and if you consider the significant injuries that the Braves have dealt with this year and the Profar disaster, if you consider the fact that the Braves were a Vegas favorite to win the World Series before the year, would you then not also be of the same mindset that, you know, like a couple years ago, all these players had their career seasons at the same time? This year, they're all having their career worst seasons at the same time. Again, from a logic standpoint, it's not likely that that happens again next year. So if the Braves were to come back full strength next year, are they a contender to win the World Series? Because I think that's the question. If the Braves are a contender to win the World Series, then you wouldn't want to move Chris Sale, would you? I wouldn't. You moved Max Fried, or you let him move, and Fried is one of the leading candidates to win the Cy Young in the American League. Fried was an enormous loss. Fried, other than Sale season last year, had been the best lefty in the National League. And obviously, Fried has been a major loss for the Braves, and not the Fried that we saw, not the injured sort of Fried we saw, a healthy Fried, has been a major loss for the Braves and a huge coup for the Yankees. So now you're going to move Sale? Again, I think the question is this, and I think it's this simple regarding Sale. Are the Braves constructed for the here and now, or do you want to make a move that boosts the farm system and helps to build the Braves for the future? Again, I think you have to decide what you are and what you want to be. If you're that team that Vegas thought you were before the year, or you think you can be, then you don't move Sale, because Sale's going to be a big part of that. If you think that that ship has sailed and you're looking for the future, well, then you move Sale. But I think you better decide who and what you are first. And I think everyone is talking about this like the Braves are a team that's 14 games out. But what if that's really not who they are? What if this is really just an aberration and Vegas wasn't that far wrong? We'll talk more about this on the other side. Quick break.
I love learning, especially when it comes to learning more about my health and how to improve this lifestyle journey that we're on. Something I learned this week is that PhD weight loss clients often lose 25 to 30% of their body weight. And more importantly, they keep it off with the unique lifestyle integration phase that PhD weight loss provides. The real kicker is that PhD helps you do it with no side effects, no long-term risk, no major muscle loss, and no rebound weight gain when you stop. Just natural, lasting results. Learn how you can take back the keys to weight loss and a better lifestyle and begin with the free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment being offered right now at PhD Weight Loss. Give them a call in the Greenville office at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Summertime, summertime, summertime at Toyota of Easley. Now is the best time to get a new Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. We have a huge selection of trucks on the lot and many certified used trucks as well for pleasure or business. Toyota of Easley has the truck that will work for you. Hurry on over and pick out the truck you need today. Call 864-855-2323 to make an appointment or shop toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott and Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott and Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Teams are battling for the championship, and there's no better place to get in on the intensity than ESPN Bet. Go from tracking the latest game-changing moments to placing bets in just a few taps. Right now, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code JOEQ, that's J-O-E-Q, to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Teams are battling for the championship, and there's no better place to get in on the intensity than ESPN Bet. Go from tracking the latest game-changing moments to placing bets in just a few taps. Right now, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code USL to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
The only place in the upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on the Roar.
Fly ball deep right.
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him. Holy smokes.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're back. You can get in. People always complain you can't get in the show. You can get in right now. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. 654-7627. Brad Brownell joins us a little later today. Tester asked me, Walt, are you just this is a an aside here. Walt, are you happy with Peter Woods' weight, and how do you see him playing this year? Yeah, look, I have, again, I've made this clear since the day Peter Woods got here. I wanted to see him at 300 pounds. I wanted to see him in a three-tech role. I think if you go back even to his high school film, he was by far his most effective playing at a lesser weight and with violent hands inside, where he has direct path to the quarterback and where, again, quarterbacks hate defensive tackle pressure in their faces. You know, Peter Woods was used at times on the edge last year. That was because of a deficiency there, not because of a fit. Again, even if you go back to his high school film, Peter Woods does not have an array of defensive end pass rush moves. You know, I heard a lot of nonsense before the year about, oh, Peter Woods could have, you know, 14 sacks. No, none of that was ever happening at 330 pounds on the edge. It just wasn't. You know, he should be playing at 300 pounds inside. That's the best Peter Woods. So as far as I'm concerned, we've never seen Peter Woods, all right? The Peter Woods that we've seen thus far has not been a great player. He just hasn't. He's been okay. He's been pretty good at times. He has flashed athletic dominance at times, but he has not been a consistently dominant player. I don't think anyone would say that. In fact, I would suggest that at this point, he's been a little disappointing in terms of what the expectations were for him. But I think there are some reasons for that. And I think one of those reasons is he's been playing too heavy. The other reason is he had to sort of take one for the team and play defensive end. Remember when Peter came here, there was a lot of talk from the coaching staff about how he could play any position and that stuff. I don't think that's so. And I don't think it's so of really anybody. You know, I think that everybody has best positions. And I think Peter Woods is inside. And I think his best weight is 300 pounds or less. And see, the thing is this. I think this whole thing with Peter Woods went back to getting trucked by Notre Dame a couple years ago. The reality for me is that Peter Woods is plenty strong enough that he does not need to carry extra sand in the pants. He just doesn't. He doesn't need to play at 325. He's not going to get trucked. And look, we have seen the importance in recent years of explosive three-tech types around the National Football League. You know, the old Warren Sapp type, but the Aaron Donald types, And Peter Woods is a different body type than Aaron Donald, just to be clear. He's a bigger-bodied person. But we have seen the impact and the way it's changed even NFL play in NFL drafting, because NFL teams have had to put a higher priority on drafting guards than they ever wanted to just to handle some of the interior defensive linemen because of their explosiveness. Well, Peter Woods at 300, I think, is going to be much more explosive, much more disruptive, is going to live in the backfield all day. This is what I've been waiting to see. And it seems like it took Tom Allen in order for this to happen. So I've been waiting for this since he got here. And I don't think he's been used properly. And as such, I just don't think he's played to his ability. Now, if he plays at 300 this year and he plays inside, and we see him in the way I sort of always wanted to see him, and he still doesn't dominate, well, then it's not a coaching issue, then it's a player issue. So I think it's going to be interesting, but same texture as Walt. Well, Woods moving inside allows Sammy Brown to feast. Well, Sammy Brown's going to feast regardless. But, yeah, I mean, I think Clemson having a dominant defensive front, and Clemson had anything but that a year ago. I think Clemson having a dominant defensive front is going to free up Brown to be a game wrecker. And Brown is going to be a game wrecker. Like I've said this from the second I saw his film. I mean, you're talking about an all-time freak athlete. And when you have Tom Allen and Ben Bulwer helping to coach you up now on the finer points of playing linebacker, I think Sammy Brown is going to be an absolute monster. I've said this all along. He's a future top 10 draft pick. He's a game wrecker. When he was on the field, I said, look, I know he made some mistakes. I get it. Okay? I get it. He made some mistakes. And there were times that the prior defensive coordinator didn't want him on the field due to those mistakes. Or after the South Carolina game, due to a lack of alleged athleticism, which is really comical. But I understand what he meant. I just don't think it came out the right way. I think what he meant is he just wanted to get another DB on the field for the change of direction ability, the athletic ability in that regard that a DB type as opposed to a linebacker gave you against Lenore Sellers. It was a bad idea because, again, Brown is the best athlete on the team. All right, it's really not even close. All right, he's the best athlete on the football team. This is a dude who ran a 10-7. And, you know, I can't remember whether that 10-7 was wind aided. I don't care because he ran like 10 other 10-8s, and they weren't all wind aided. All right, you know, and just to understand it, you know, the two-star receivers you brought in ran like 11-1-9, 11-2-9. Sammy Brown ran a 10-7 and then a bunch of 10-8s as a 235-pound linebacker. That's the type of talent you're talking about. And look, were there times that he took false steps? Were there times that he was out of position? Yes. Yes, he made mistakes. He had some trouble in coverage, too. Yeah. Those things were all true. They were going to be true. It's also true that Clemson got worse whenever he was off the field. But just because of his sheer athleticism. You know, he blows things up. You know, there weren't any other linebackers who were blowing anything up. I mean, no offense, there just weren't. You know, the only guy who blew anything up was him. And he's a potential game wrecker. And so I think he's going to be a tackles for loss machine. I think he's going to live in the backfield. That's my expectation. And if the defensive front, as the texter asked about, is that much better, then yes. Then that makes Brown even more difficult to deal with. And you're going to have a healthy Woodaz as well. He was not healthy at the end of last year. Dude was trying to give it the old college try. He was trying to play, but he was clearly hurt. And you could really see that in the South Carolina game with Sellers. You know, there were in some of those runs at the end, you could see that Wade Woodaz wanted to. He just couldn't. And this is a guy who's more athletic than people think. So I'm very optimistic about all that stuff, which is, again, another reason I have Clemson playing for the national championship. So I expect those things to happen. Okay, on the sale thing, jumping back to the sale thing, my view on sale and the possible marketing of sale is the first thing you need to do is decide who you are and what you think you are. If you think you're a team that's 14 games back and that's who you actually are, then by all means, deal sale. If you think you're a legit contender for the World Series and you just had some bad luck this year, you had a whole bunch of guys had career worst type seasons at the same time, and you didn't have Acuna, and you still don't really have the Spencer Strider that people expect, et cetera, and you haven't had a closer. If you think that this is an aberration, that this team really should have been, could have been the team that Vegas forecasted, then you don't deal sale. You bring them back and you try and win the World Series next year. If you think that, you know, that all these cats are just going to repeat this performance next year, see, I would say no, all right? I would say a big no to that. Does Michael Harris, all right, let me put it this way. Does Michael Harris suddenly just suck out loud? I mean, as a hitter, does he just suck? Is he never going to hit again? Is that what his prior numbers would suggest? Would Matt Olson's prior career numbers, including the 50 home run season, suggest he's just going to suck from now on? Does Austin Riley's numbers suggest he'll just suck from now on? Albies suck from now on? Or do these guys have enough of a track record in place that you just sort of think, okay, we don't know why, but these guys, just like a couple years back when they all had their best years at the same time, they're all having their worst years at the same time. All right, so we start over next season with a healthy Acuna, hopefully a healthy Strider, with Chris Sale in the mix, fixing the closer issue somehow. And we start over next season with what expectation? Because I'll tell you right now, if those things happen, all right, if you come back next year, Vegas is going to do this again, right? You may not be the number one favorite, but you're going to be right there with the Dodgers, maybe the Mets. You're going to be right there. The Yankees, the Tigers, you're going to be one of those teams. Trust me, regardless of where you stand right now, you come back next year, and you're going to be one of the teams that Vegas favors. Now, if you get rid of Sale, like you let Fried walk out, then I don't know that you're the same team. So I think that's the real key. I think the real key is, do you think, when they evaluate and they answer these questions, do you think it's conceivable that a healthy Braves team could be a threat to win the World Series next year? If you do, then I don't think you move Sale. If you think you're the team that's 14 out and that you're just not going to be a legitimate contender a year ago, then by all means, you move Sale. You're reaching the danger point on the midnight clock of Chris Sale. You are. I acknowledge that. I think the people who think that and have said that, I think they're right. I think they're right about that appraisal, regardless of how Sale has performed. But the thing they're not considering is who the Braves are. And again, right now, everyone's viewing the Braves as this suck-a team. I'm just not sure that's who they are. I would be stunned if this group comes back next year that they're not a contender. I'd be stunned. Therefore, if they're a contender, why would you want to move Sale? You wouldn't, because he could be a key piece in that. All right, we'll take a quick break here. I'll get to your calls on the other side. Brad Brownell joins us at 4:40 today. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
What's up, Clemson family? This is former Clemson linebacker and now linebackers coach, Ben Boyer. Are you looking to get in the best shape of your life for this upcoming football season? Well, look no further than The Junkyard. The Junkyard is a group training fitness studio located in Anderson, Greenville, and Malden, South Carolina, where your first workout is free. You see free, you see me. Visit us for more information at www.thejunkyardfitness.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite.